Living Well. The Truth About Probiotics by Martin Sayers. Your gut is full of bacteria. That's good, as they help absorb nutrients from food, metabolize medicines, and support your immune system. Everyone has their own unique mix, but some bacteria can be harmful and make people ill. What can we do to help our gut bacteria keep us well? Many experts recommend probiotics, which are live microorganisms, often described in ads as good or friendly bacteria. One can take to improve gut health. Probiotics are often added to foods such as yogurt or taken as a supplement. The theory is that they help restore the natural balance of bacteria in the gut, including stomach and intestines, improving overall function. Another opinion is that probiotics do little to no good, and that food and supplement companies are peddling a myth so people buy their products. Brian Curtin, a gastroenterologist with the Melissa L. Posner Institute for Digestive Health and Liver Disease at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, says probiotics may have a positive effect, just not in everyone. They have the most utility when used for a purpose, such as to treat antibiotic-associated diarrhea or post-surgical infections in patients with inflammatory bowel disease. But there isn't significant evidence that probiotics taken as a general health agent are beneficial. Probiotics are usually classified as food rather than a medicine, so they don't go through the same rigorous testing. And there are different types of probiotics with different effects on the body. Little is known about what are best at treating what. Because probiotics aren't strictly regulated, it's hard to know if what you're buying contains enough to have any effect, or if the bacteria will survive long enough to even reach your gut. They first have to pass through the stomach, which is highly acidic. Probiotics have side effects, too. A 2018 study by the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University found that probiotic use can cause bacteria to accumulate rapidly in the small intestine, which can lead to symptoms of brain fogginess, forgetfulness, difficulty concentrating, as well as rapid belly bloating. For this reason, Curtin believes probiotics should be classified as a medicine rather than a foodstuff. Nothing in medicine is completely safe, and probiotics are no different in that regard, he says. Although for most people, probiotics will likely not cause major harm, they should, especially in those with abnormal gut motility and post-surgical patients, be used with caution. Martin Sayers is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, England. He specializes in health and nutrition issues. Reset your brain. Jobs that require multitasking can be draining for the brain and the rest of the body. Here are ways to lessen multitasking's physical and mental effects. Plan your break times. Schedule time away from your workstation. Turn your attention inward sometime during the day. Allow your mind to take you to someplace enjoyable, and pair this with a 20-minute walk. Block distractions that often trigger multitasking and divert from the main task. Turn off text notifications and social media alerts. Respond to messages later. Get in tune with your body clock. Consider whether you're an early bird, productive in the morning, or a night owl who gets stuff done after the sun's down. Try a new hobby. Finding a new activity can help unlock new solutions to problems. Take a digital Sabbath. Intentionally setting aside time to rest from computer, tablet, and phone screens reminds us there's a world beyond the digital. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell. Your guide to choosing a fitness center. Editor's note: before starting a new diet or strenuous physical activities, be sure to get clearance from your primary care physician. As the pandemic eases, many Americans are returning to gyms or joining fitness centers. With so many options, it can be confusing to determine what gym is right for you. Here is a guide to different types of gyms, what they offer, and some price points to help you make the best decision for your fitness journey. Big box gyms. These are corporate gym chains with locations in many cities. They offer a bit of everything, from cardio equipment to weights to personal training to group classes. They range from budget gyms to luxury gyms and spas. Prices vary by location and type of membership and may have some initiation fees to get started. Some of the most well-known gym chains are Planet Fitness, starting at $10 per month, Gold's Gym, ranging from $20 to $100, LA Fitness, $30, 24-Hour Fitness, ranging from $33 to $47, YMCA, starting at $30, varying by location and type of membership, Curves, $35 to $55, Anytime Fitness, starting at $40, Crunch Fitness, $70 to $120, and Equinox, $200 to $300. Boutique gyms. These gyms vary by location and usually aren't big chains. They offer many of the same services and equipment as big box gyms, but are generally smaller with a sense of community. Prices vary based on location and services and can be more expensive than their corporate rivals, but they may be a good fit for someone looking for a more unique experience or who'd rather not be part of a large establishment. Personal training facilities. If you're looking solely to train with a professional trainer, these are great options to keep the price low. Typically, the facility charges the trainer, and the client has a separate payment arrangement. These types of studios usually have seasoned trainers who've branched out on their own, creating more flexibility. Some spaces offer client memberships as well. Others require a trainer to be there with you. CrossFit gyms, also known as boxes. These gyms use high-intensity interval training, HIIT, to incorporate movements from various disciplines into the regimen. Examples include rowing, air bike, burpees, jump rope, Olympic and power lifts, deadlifts, squats and cleans, jerks and snatches. To be considered a CrossFit gym, it needs to have at least one trainer who's certified to be level 1, CFL1. Boxes are community-based and create a lot of friendly competition. But beware of injury if you push yourself beyond your skill level or have an inexperienced coach. This option is for more advanced users. Women's gyms. Gyms such as Curves are women-only spaces where ladies can work up a sweat without judgment or unwanted attention. They offer the same equipment you'd find at big box gyms, including weights, cardio machines, and group fitness classes, plus an empowering, supportive environment. Group fitness studios. These studios offer large classes led by a certified instructor who will coach you through the workout. Often with limited equipment, studios will specialize in one type of class, while others host a variety. The most popular classes include spinning, yoga, Pilates, bar, boot camps, and HIIT classes. Group fitness can be extremely fun and motivating. Home gyms. Some people prefer the convenience of working out at home. Weights, bands, medicine balls, and other fitness accessories are easy to purchase online or at local sporting goods stores. There are also good deals on used equipment. Find guidance on workouts from personal trainers who make house calls, using fitness apps, or following YouTube videos. Whatever type of fitness center or home gym you choose, these workouts all count toward activities for the American Legion's 100 Miles for Hope Challenge. There is still time to register. Complete the goal of 100 activities and support the Veterans and Children Foundation. Learn more and register at legion.org/100miles. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer and holds a master's degree in nutrition education. She works with veterans and civilians, from elite athletes to those just starting their fitness journey. She is commander of American Legion Post 43 in Hollywood, California.